Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Was it just today, or has this been a full weird week for you running into trains? Have you had two trains in a week?
It has been a lot lately. Just like in general, the spring season. Trains are on the move, man.
So your schedule hasn't changed. The train's schedules have changed.
I tried to change my schedule.
Did you?
Like leave earlier.
Yeah.
You beat the train.
Didn't.
I didn't today. No.
What's prompting that? Planting season?
Maybe.
I mean, most of the trains around these parts are either hauling grain or hauling corn sweetener, right?
Yeah.
And I don't think we're into that part of the year. We're not making it yet. We're planting it.
I don't know. But suddenly, they're awake.
What's your go-to... How do you occupy your time during train time?
I usually get out my phone, but this time I was like, I need to just do some thinking.
Just you and your brain.
Yeah. And I thought surely this is the end because I caught it like full on.
Oh no.
So I kept going like, that's one more car. This is the last one. Nope. One more car.
I know that feeling.
Yeah.
You like, you could feel like you can sense it.
But
exactly. You have no idea.
No clue whatsoever.
So then did it just get weird? It was just you and your thoughts.
It's
and
just
then
me
it's
and my
like,
thoughts.
Boy, we're sure lingering here together for a while.
And here's what I thought. I thought me and all of these cars that are stopped by this train, we're going to like start an uprising. We're going to have to like call and write letters and stuff and tell them, don't do that right when I'm trying to get to work. But it was just two cars that were stopped or inconvenienced.
Oh.
So I don't think there's going
to
be a big
uprising. I like that you wanted to organize a rally.
Yeah.
That's good.
I was thinking about the rally I was going to organize. Stop the train at 5 a.m.
You
going to
picket?
Oh, never thought about picketing. No.
Do you see yourself more as a picketer or the woman with the bullhorn?
Bullhorn.
You're on the steps.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I would love. Are you kidding me?
Well, I don't know. I've never picketed with you before. I've never... joined you in a cause.
That's crazy. Of all the things that we have done together, we have not picketed together.
We've never picketed.
Should we picket?
Yeah, we should.
What will we be picketing?
That's what I'm concerned about. I'm not that angry about anything right now.
Oh, you will be though.
I mean, honestly, if you want to fly to Ireland, I'd like to go picket the Guinness people. I'm a little unhappy with them.
Let's take up the mantle there.
Yeah. That conversation is just a carousel right now.
Do we have to go to Ireland?
I don't know if there's a U.S. office for Guinness or not.
You're going straight to beer.
Where it is, right?
Yeah.
Go to the source. That's what I always say.
Be like, we don't. There's a different division.
Like, I'm not going to strike, so I'm not going to pick it here.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I'm upset like, grocery prices are up, but I don't think a two-person picket's going to do anything.
I don't think so. What? When would a two-person picket be effective, do you think?
I just don't know.
We have to find our moment, our opportunity.
Yeah. I don't want to ruin this. It's like if we want to be the change we want to see and we're going to go picket something and it's just the two of us, we got to pick our picketing perfectly.
Perfectly picked picketing.
That's what it needs to be.
Yeah. Precisely perfect.
Picked picketing.
Picked picketing.
That's correct.
Well, put it on a shelf for now.
I'm really going to think about what I want to picket.
Just waiting for our anger to rise so we can finally achieve our perfect picket.
I mean, do you need to picket your family? I can help you there.
Sure.
Are they not doing something?
Actually, yes.
You want to call them out in the driveway?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you why.
Will you?
Yeah. No, yeah, I will.
I got you fired up.
Okay. Now what? Here we go.
You know what I feel like right now? I feel like I'm the train. I just got you all.
I'm all fired up now.
All right, well,
ready to go.
Now I'm in the mood to picket something. I just want to go picket.
Well, hang on to that because I got something we can picket. I just thought of it.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And man, there was a trooper in Michigan, Monroe County, just trying to do his job on the road, found $5,000 cash.
Scattered in bills or like in a briefcase?
I think it must have been like rubber banded. I don't know what it looks like.
Just a wad of cash.
A wad.
And at one point he goes, wow, that's $5,000.
Holy buckets. $5,000.
That's Z funny money right there.
Exactly. I found the funny money. I did it. He was like, well, I got to figure out who this belongs to.
Yeah.
Because he's a trooper.
Yes.
He wasn't just going to pocket it.
He's a good cop.
Went to a nearby bank and they confirmed somebody just took out that exact amount. here's their name. And so the trooper's like, I'm going to make this
person's
day.
He's a do-gooder, right?
Yeah,
to protect and to serve and to return your money.
That is the trooper's job,
yes.
Right? So this trooper is like, I'm going to call this person. I'm going to tell him, hey, good news. I found your money. And they're sitting on the phone. They get the person and they explain to them, I found $5,000. I'd like to return it to you. And the person hangs up on them.
Uh-oh.
They're like, oh, that's weird. Maybe bad connection or something. So they try again.
Yeah.
They call again. And they're like, hey, this is the Michigan State Trooper, and I have $5,000. It's yours. I would like to give it to you. Hang up. They're like, what the heck is going on?
Do you think he thought it was like a reverse prank call?
Scamps.
Yeah.
The Michigan State Troopers have also been spreading a lot of PSAs about how you don't want to be a victim of a scam.
Right.
So he must have been listening to the public service announcements about not being a victim of fraud, and instead of like potentially being scammed.
Always hang up.
Hung up on the trooper.
That's what I say in the news stories all the time.
Exactly. Unless it's a real trooper who is really trying to
but
give
you
your
But how do you
5,000.
Know?
It is so hard to know.
Does this end with a trooper driving to this person's house?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, where they discovered the person must have an enormous hole in their pocket. What? How do you're getting $5,000 off, but you're wearing pocket holes.
I'm just trying to think.
What in the world is this person
how
doing?
How many hundreds? So then you put it, the bank probably gave this person five envelopes.
Yes.
Right? You know
yes.
When you get the Christmas cash?
And it's in an envelope. You're right.
And then you put it in your coat pocket, maybe?
Maybe it was a coat.
I got to go with coat, because at least a jeans pocket, you would feel that press against you.
Absolutely.
Right? That's a wad of money.
Yeah.
How
yeah.
did you not know that?
You know what? I would say this person is female, and their pockets were not deep, and their pockets were flimsily made.
It's a bad, even though you're happy to have the pocket, it's a bad pocket.
It's a terrible pocket.
Could be a bad pocket.
I'm going to go with that. That's the only way this makes sense.
So you lose $5,000, bad pocket.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
You offered to do a picket line with me.
You and I are going to go picket something. And it's just two of us. It's a pair of picketers.
Find this very small thing. And I have the smallest tiff that you could help me with.
It just has to be a tiny cause.
Tiny, tiny
but
cause.
But tiny cause, but I'm behind it 100%.
Okay.
Big support, tiny cause.
Tiny cause is me getting some really great plants.
Plants? For the backyard?
Front yard.
Front yard.
Oh, beautifying. You know,
you're decorating.
This is flowers and bloomage and whatnot. I don't know.
Are you putting them in the ground or are you putting them on your patio?
Probably in
some
dirt on some pots.
Yeah.
In some pots.
Okay.
And yeah.
So we're picketing four plants.
We're four plants.
Yes.
My mom told me that there was this great little garden center.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of those really great, maybe like in a colonic. I don't know where it is, but she has this spot. You got to check it out. She told me about it last year. And this year she's like, we got to go. So the rough plan was like maybe Friday afternoon we could get together and we can go. And I had that thing where, you know, as you and I know, we wake up very early. We go
yes,
to bed
do.
Pretty early. I woke up to a text message. She said, I got to cancel. Got to cancel Friday. But maybe Saturday I'm hanging out with your sisters. Maybe we could get together.
Yeah.
That's not plant shopping, Mom.
We're going to picket your mom?
We're going to picket my mom.
Yes.
What about me?
What about you?
Yeah.
What's your sign going to read? And then what do you want my sign to read?
I want plants. Show me the plants. That's my sign.
Can mine just say, love your daughter? Why do you hate your daughter?
Why do you hate? Your sign will say, why do you hate your daughter? And mine will say, give me plants.
There.
I just want plants. I don't know where the store is. You just even just text me the address.
No, she's only going to give it to your sisters. Picket your mom?
Thanks.
You bet.
Yeah.
This entire time, I thought we're going after poor Nick.
Oh, no.
But the fact that we get to picket your mom?
Let's picket my mom.
Yes.
Mother's Day's coming up. Let's picket her. She can take it.
I love it.
Maybe for Mother's Day, I'll give her a picket line.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, you could picket for something.
Oh, I guess we could be for something.
Usually think it's against. Why not picket for?
Well, no, I'm for. I'm for the plants.
Yes.
For finding out where they are.
Your cause is you.
Yes, yes.
Plants. Well, welcome to the first day of May. And on the first day of every month, the Hanson family says,
Rabbit.
So Shannon and I have exchanged pleasantries already by phone because she's in Myrtle Beach
yes.
this morning. Which means it's me and the dogs. all the way through, I think she gets back at 10 p.m. Saturday night.
Oh, boy.
So I'm, as I've talked about this a lot, I get really bored really fast.
Mm-hmm.
So I either watch a lot of TV while I'm also doing a ton of projects. Like, the laundry will all be done.
Oh, totally.
The house will be picked up.
Didn't you, like, you were going to organize the garage or something?
Yeah, usually I clean a garage or I'm going to pick a cabinet and just, like, the junk drawer I'll probably organize.
Go through
just it. Just stuff to do. However, something's happening that's very important in my world. Officially tomorrow, but the way Hollywood works, Fridays or Thursdays, the new Marvel movie comes out.
Oh, boy.
It's called Thunderbolts.
You're not going to be able to contain yourself.
I am beyond excited to see this thing. And I texted her last night. I'm like, hey, Sunday, Thunderbolts, you and me, what do you say? She's like, we already have plans. I'm like, dang it.
You have to see the movie.
I have to see the movie. And the rule in our house, much like a streaming show, you don't go without the other person.
Yeah.
You don't start streaming mm-hmm. until the other person's in the room.
Mm-hmm.
So if I am to go to Thunderbolts tonight, there are one or two ways to do
tonight.
It.
Tonight.
I could either get permission or I can go without permission.
Oh.
Permission or go and don't tell her.
Well, do you want to know? Because you're going to get a no. I'll tell you that right now.
I've already texted her the question.
Oh, no. You should have just asked for forgiveness.
No, I got to ask for permission. Can I go to Thunderbolts today?
She said no.
Hold on. How many E's in this, please?
No.
Please.
No. Doesn't matter how many E's you put in there. She's going to say no.
Three dots. It was the quickest three dots I've ever seen. It says, sure.
No way!
Yes way!
What?
I can go to Thunderbolts by myself.
I do not believe
today.
This.
Today, she lying. Gave me a yes.
She already saw it. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, she already saw it. She already saw it.
I know. No.
Nope.
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 You, oh, wait. Did she already have plans to go in mirror?
Yeah.
I didn't.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I didn't even consider that at all.
She already outplayed you. So, sorry.
She went from an Avenger to a villain. Just like that. She's my Dr. Doom. Well, the good news is I'm still going at
you're
the end of the day.
I have already seen the movie.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on
Z102.9. Iowa among 28 states where apple juice has been recalled. More than 170,000 glass bottles of Martinelli's apple juice are being recalled due to possible contamination with a mold-related toxin per the FDA. The mold is not uncommon in apples. It's just at a level that's elevated to a point they have to recall. Ooh. So when you're talking 170,000 bottles, that's over 7,000 cases. These should have a best by date of December 5th of 2026. No illnesses have been reported so far as part of that recall. Sports shorts, although maybe I'm going to call this money shorts. Caitlin Clark's fans will have to pay a premium on the secondary market if they want to be at Carver Hawkeye on Sunday. Indiana Fever taking on the Brazilian national team. That's going to be a 3 o'clock tip off. ESPN or ESPN2, depending on the NBA finals. The average price on the secondary market right now for a ticket just to get in the building is $440. This is the most in-demand event ever involving Caitlin Clark.
Really?
Probably next to the NCAA finals.
Wow.
Asking prices on the secondary market right now are ranging from $146 to $2,368.
Oh, my.
To get into Carver Hawkeye Arena.
Oh, my gosh.
To check out that game coming up on Sunday. And it's a once in a lifetime.
It is.
You're not going to get probably a preseason exhibition every year. This just kind of came out of the blue, and it was big, and those tickets went fast.
Man.
But all eyes on Iowa City coming up on Sunday.
I'm glad they got some TV, though.
For sure.
I'm so glad.
Fans are very happy about that.
Yeah.
You know who's celebrating a birthday?
Who?
Dolly Parton's Imagination Library.
Aww.
Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. That's a mouthful. So, well aware of Cedar Rapids Library has a Dolly Parton Imagination Library. So does our friends in Marion. And they are marking a milestone, 5 years. So this thing started in 2020. Since then, 50,000 books gifted to local kids through the Marion.
That's incredible.
Dolly Parton Imagination Library. It started with 56. So they were founded in January of 2020. Took a month or two to kind of get the paperwork done. So they sent out their first shipment in March. 56 kids had signed up. As of today, 952 kids are currently enrolled and 937 have graduated out of the program. So in total, 53,879 books have been sent through Marion's contribution. It's a free nationwide program. It mails high-quality, age-appropriate books each month to kids from birth to age 5. As long as you've got a little one in the 52302 zip code, you can sign up. If you've not done so, just contact the Marion Public Library. Say you want to enroll in Imagination Library. All costs are covered. It's local support that makes this happen.
It is so cool. It's a really great program.
Happy 5th birthday to the Dolly Parton Imagination Library of Marion.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Michael Bolton had a very serious diagnosis back in December of 2023. He was diagnosed with aggressive glioblastoma, which is brain cancer, and he had to have emergency surgery.
Now that you're telling me the story, I remember it. Because this was right before or right after he was on, like, America's Song Contest.
Against Elizabeth Von Presley.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. It was very surprising. He has been receiving brain cancer treatments that have impacted his short-term memory, his speech, his mobility. He had a second surgery in this past January. Finished radiation chemotherapy last October. And his brain scan last month came back clear.
Great.
So he is, back. Thank goodness. He said that when he got this diagnosis from his doctor, though, he didn't ask for a prognosis, like how long does he have?
Right.
Because he wanted to focus on his own optimism and wanted to live his life to the fullest. So now he says the whole experience has heightened his sense of appreciation. It's unthinkable for it to not be okay. For you to not be okay for most of your life. He said, I think we develop capabilities in problem management and we learn how to make the best out of a bad situation, and you have to kind of be a cheerleader for yourself.
Definitely.
So that is what he tried to do to get through that and clean bill of health.
That's great.
Congrats. Bella Ramsey, star of Last of Us, but first acting gig was an 11-year-old Lyanna Marmont on Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I'm into This Is Us.
Yeah.
On HBO. I love it.
Incredible.
Or the end of it. What is it?
The Last of Us.
Last of Us. Thank you.
Super into it. In a recent interview, though, Kit Harington, Mr. Jon Snow.
Yes.
Talked about what it was like to work with Bella when they were just 11 years old. He said that he showed up to work thinking, I'm just doing a scene with a child.
Right.
No big deal. Right?
Kids and animals, am I right, actors?
He wasn't quite prepared. He didn't have all of his lines perfectly memorized. And he said he was completely humbled when Bella started mouthing his lines and feeding his lines to him because he couldn't remember them.
Wow.
Yeah. He said it was quite humiliating.
I bet.
It made him realize, I've got to up my game. You're not just Jon Snow and you're not just an adult. Right? You're not automatically better. You have to come to work prepared every day.
And it's a good reminder, the other actor is counting on you, right?
Yes.
It's not just you say your word and I say my word. It's like we're supposed to be having a conversation. It's supposed to seem real.
Exactly.
Right? So you got to be prepared.
Yeah. He's like, in that moment, that child actor was wiping me off the screen, and it's not a competition, but you're like, oh, I've been just a little too complacent.
Big cozy trailer.
Also didn't feel like working with a child either. It felt like working with a very experienced actor.
That's great.
Yeah.
They should do, like, bring him into, what is that show again I like?
The show you like is The Last of Us.
Bring him into that.
Love it.
God, I love that show.
Love it so much. beloved author Agatha Christie is back from the dead.
She's like the queen of the murder mystery.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
If you love true crime now, I mean, this was all fiction, but just consider that as a genre. Coming from her as an author.
She was the queen of it before passing away in 1976. And now she's back from the dead thanks to AI to teach an online writing course. And
how's that going to work?
This is a good question. It's part of BBC's Maestro online courses.
Kind of like Masterclass.
Kind of like Masterclass, yeah, where they give lessons from experts.
Sure.
They've done things with actor Brian Cox, author Jojo Moyes. They're asking people with experience to teach people who want to become proficient in whatever skill set.
Right.
So they're going to bring Agatha Christie back using her own words, things that she had already said or writings that she had already done, to bring her back to teach the class.
Am I going to see a AI image of her talking to me?
Image of her speaking. They did create I mean, it's not an AI image. It was just a picture of her that they're using to promote the class.
Okay.
But nothing isn't, they're not putting words in her mouth.
Everything is from things she has said before.
Yes. It's either something that she wrote in teaching somebody or something that she said when she was alive teaching.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I think this is a cool way to do it.
It's a cool way.
And it respectful.
Freaks me out, though, that these machines are getting smarter the more we do this.
Yeah.
Is one eventually going to think it is Agatha Christie? Do you see what I'm saying?
Like the machine thinks it's Agatha Christie?
That's what I'm worried about. I've got friends who use ChatGPT so much they've named it and they have conversations with it. That's the level that freaks me out.
Does anyone have theirs named Agatha Christie?
Luckily, not yet.
Because they're the ones that brought this class about. Congratulations. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Listener Dan, thank you so much for contacting the law offices of Scramble and Scramble. We are here to deliberate over a case about garbage once again.
Yeah, we got influence from last week's phone call.
I think so.
Garbage out the window of your car, organic on, you know, a lawn or the ditch. Hey, it's going to, you know, dissolve in the old biosphere. No, I can't do that.
We are not just garbage lawyers, by the way. We can argue all different kinds of cases. We just happen to be arguing a lot of garbage.
Variations on a theme. So Dan's question, let's not worry about throwing stuff out your car window. Let's worry about in your office.
Ooh.
So I'm presuming whether you're in an isolated office, right? It's just you and your desk and you've got a door. Or like us, we share an office. There are three of us who work in that office.
Mm-hmm.
All three of us have our own garbage cans near our workspace. And Dan's question is this. Let's say all of us one day have different items for lunch. I have a sandwich wrapped right in like foil. Claire's going fruit, so there's going to be some sort of core or peel.
Naturally.
Ben's got a peanut butter sandwich. And
no crust.
Doesn't want the crust. And we all throw our food waste away. So I got a little bit of sandwich left over. You had an apple core. And Ben throws part of his sandwich away in our personal garbage cans at our desks. Are you okay with that? Yes or no?
That is the question before the jury. And we're going to argue both sides of that because I say yes. I think it's fine. The personal garbage can is at the workstation for what other purpose than for you to throw your garbage into it? If you're a solid worker, you're just like plugging away, doing your stuff, working through lunch. What a great employee. Make it easy on yourself. Throw that food waste right in that garbage can. It gets emptied frequently. That's why they put it there, so that it's your convenience. I'm going to borrow from the classic, probably 90s jingle, J.G. Wentworth. It's your garbage. Use it when you need it.
J.G., maybe he'll buy your garbage.
Yeah. It's your garbage. Use it when you need it. That's your garbage can. Put the garbage in it. I don't understand why this is a question.
It's a question for a couple of reasons. And I am 100% against the concept. And this is why. Number one, it's just like at your own home. Food does attract the insect kingdom. We cannot deny that, no matter where you throw it away.
No.
Be it in your house. Maybe you've put something in your garbage disposal and it's not quite gone. Clearly outside. Nature always finds a way, which means things like the eggs of those natural animals, ants, fruit flies. I worked in an office where we all had our own closed door offices. So not only do we have personal trash cans, we weren't sharing space with each other. We had a fruit fly infestation because one guy who ate great, he always had fruit, always kept it in his trash can. And after time, it just built up. And then you get those animals leaving little things all around the office, and then you got to control that. It was absolutely disgusting, and it's all because he had food in his personal garbage can. The other thing that we've not even acknowledged once is smell, odor. Many of the things, Claire, you bring to your desk every day to eat.
Okay, I get
it. I'm sure you love them.
I know, they're
but
healthy.
But you know what? Warmed up broccoli on the nose while you're eating it doesn't smell good, and especially if you're like, there's two little flowerettes left. I'll just drop them in the trash. I have to smell that the rest of the day and every day until they come and take the trash away. That is why you do not.
Then why do they have the garbage can in the office?
You know what? Where garbage cans are? Go find your break room. Get out of your chair. Steps are good. You need to stand up. Your Apple Watch tells you to do that anyway. You're getting exercise and you're getting the food to where it needs to be, where the food will not stink up people's workspaces. Do not throw away personal food garbage in your personal garbage can at work. That's a horrible idea.
Somebody's getting a stinked up attitude right now. Calm down,
lawyer. You know, I'll take it. I'll take it into the break room where it belongs.
Okay, what say you, members of the jury? Are you a yes or a no? Can food be disposed of in your personal garbage can at work?
Phone lines are open right now. Jurors, a vote for Claire is a yes vote. A vote for Danson Eric Hansen is a no vote. We got to decide this for listener Dan. Let us know right now. 200-1029, where do you side on the side of personal garbage, food garbage at your workstation?
Who's going to win their case today, Claire or Eric? Jury in a hurry on Z102.9.
Hey, jury in a hurry. Okay, food waste at work, personal waste basket. Yes or no?
No, you do not.
Thank you.
Thank you, juror.
That person has a nose and knows.
That nose knows?
That nose knows, yes.
That nose knows.
Jury in a hurry, you're throwing your food waste in your personal waste basket at work. Is that good or bad?
Bad.
So you're a no vote.
That's a two-noer out of the gate. Hey, it's Jury in a Hurry. We're questioning the concept, can food be disposed of in your personal garbage can at work?
I say no, because when I bring food, I usually have it in a container, and I just take my stuff that I'm throwing away back home.
Oh, he's a carry-in, carry-out guy.
That's like he's living at Morgan Creek,
he's
right?
He's at Morgan Creek,
yeah. That's the wise way to do it. Thank you for your wisdom, sir. Appreciate it. Hey, it's Jury in a Hurry. Can food be disposed of in your personal garbage can at work? Yes or no?
No.
No. No.
Claire,
I need to get some people
Claire,
on my side.
Claire, I like where this is going.
I'm going to put my hat backwards and try to rally this
Claire
thing.
Claire needs to rally here,
yes.
Caller.
Yes,
can
it's okay.
Can food be disposed of in your personal garbage can at work? Yes or no?
No.
Maybe you need to turn that hat inside out and upside down, Claire. Out of the gate, I'm up 5-0.
Okay.
Claire, let's see. Maybe we can get this one.
Let's
maybe
go.
This one's for you.
This is for me.
Hey, caller. Thank you for holding. It is Jury in a Hurry. We're talking about food waste in your personal work garbage can. You cool with that or no?
No, I finally agree with the man for once.
There's a first time for everything.
First day of May, maybe it's a whole new month for the both of us. Thank you for calling
man.
In. Does that mean I need one more?
You need one more vote, man.
I finally
it's
agree with
clean
the man
sweep.
For once. Jury in a Hurry, can food be disposed of in your personal garbage can at work? Where do you fall on the issue?
No, it shouldn't.
No, it shouldn't. No!
Nice and simple. Nice and, you know what? This is a clean case, as your garbage can should be. Use it for paper. Use it for packaging. No food waste, please.
Just throw away the garbage can. You don't need it.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.